Der Zug endet hier auf der Treppe nach Arbeitsfelde.
When I came to Europe 4 years ago, after I'd been travelling for a couple of weeks, I decided to have a little bit of an experiment. I figured that these Western modern countries are so well set up, I don't really have to know everything that's going on in order to be able to travel. I can trust the system and enable the system to look after me. So when I arrived in Paris, I just let the system look after me. I've just met my friend. Say hello, Eve.
Hello.
And I arrived in Paris, and sure enough, the system worked. Well, this morning, I've decided to do the same thing. I've met the lovely Eve, who you just met, and I thought I would just let the system look after me. I knew that I had to get on the S-Bahn, S7, so I just jumped on the U-Bahn, and I ended up at the Zoological Gardens, and there was a sign saying S-Bahn. So I didn't even know it was there. So I went to the S-Bahn, and then I saw a sign saying S7 and Potsdam. And I didn't really know where I was going other than Potsdam.
Hello.
And I just got on the train, and I have just arrived in Potsdam. And it proves to me that you wouldn't want to do this in the Gobi Desert. You wouldn't want to do this walking through the jungles of the Congo. But in these modern cities, if you just have a vague idea of where you're going and what you're doing, sure enough, it works. And it works very, very efficiently, particularly in Deutschland, with the Germanic sense of order. Anyway, I'm going to have a lovely afternoon with my dear friend. Bye-bye.